Ignorance is the official language of Washington, D.C.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, though, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
It is Monday, July 15th, 2019. It is 6:11 p.m. We have extremed our rules. We have ruled extremely.
We've evolved.
We've fought for the fallen, but we have yet to Raw, and we have yet to SmackDown Live.
There is, just so you know, a Make America Great hat just passed in my line of vision.
We are recording this in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., about 200 miles from last night's Extreme Rules in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
The only place extreme things are allowed to happen.
And this is a podcast about presidential politics and professional wrestling, mostly about the intersection of the two.
And it's because we wrote a book about the two called The Donald, How Trump
Do you think
Turned.
The way that that was phrased,
yes,
makes it seem like because we wrote that book,
yes, I realize that
a WWE Hall of Famer is the president of the United States of America.
Well, what happened first? Did we write the book
that
or
is
become
true.
President?
We have predated, we willed it into existence.
Yes.
Vince put the Donald in the WWE Hall of Fame in 2013, scrubbed him from the website in 2015. We wrote the book in 2016, and guess who was inaugurated in 2017?
The big Donald.
We did it.
Yes, we did it. So Extreme Rules, pay-per-view last night, getting us to the next step on the road to WrestleMania. The road to SummerSlam.
Road to SummerSlam. SummerSlam, one of the big four. And for a long time, it seemed like the GOP and it seemed like the WWE didn't really know what to do. There were a lot of storylines, but none of them were really that exciting. We have Becky Lynch, the man, and Seth Rollins, who was dating the man. And
the
that
man's
was like,
man.
Kind of interesting, but like it was pretty bad, like a rehash of like Attitude Era stuff. It wasn't good.
No.
The GOP, like, they kept putting kids in cages, and it's like, and then they got people drinking out of toilets, and like, that's not a Pence looking at people that are in cages isn't a good look for anybody.
On that related note, did you know that Dave Bautista wanted to have a Hell in a Cell match at WrestleMania with Triple H?
Yes.
But you can only do Hell in a Cell at holding centers across the nation.
So it's got, because WrestleMania this year was in New York, New Jersey, it's too far from the border.
That's true.
So it was a logistical issue.
Yes.
Because the WWE puts men in cells, and the American government puts children and families in cells.
That's the distinction.
That is the distinction between the WWE and the GOP. Anyways, all of a sudden, we have some really good storylines coming up for SummerSlam.
Yeah, because Extreme Rules, it ruled. You think it ruled.
I do think it ruled. This is the first WWE pay-per-view that I have not watched but followed in maybe 5 years.
Wow.
It was great from not watching perspective.
From the GIFs, it seems to have been pretty good.
Yeah, so I followed Total Divas apps to follow along with it rather than, you know, watch it. I had a great time.
Yeah.
I was able to get work done. I watched an episode of Jane the Virgin at the same time. It was delightful.
Yeah, and it reset and moved ahead a bunch of storylines, changed a bunch of belts, got us out of that couples feud.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And when I say God, I mean Vince McMahon, because there was a storyline in the mid-aughts of Shawn Michaels versus the McMahons, and the McMahons' religion is McMahonism, and that is that's a shoot, brother.
That's a shoot.
Okay, so anyways, here's,
who went
a, clip.
Over in that,
here's a clip for that so we don't sound completely insane.
You see, I believe in all religions. They're basically all the same. Matter of fact, I'm here to announce, for the first time, a new religion. My own personal religion. I've been practicing this religion for some 40 years, and the name of it is McMahonism. Now, the concept of McMahonism is very simple. And that is that I am the Lord, the Master, and God of all sports entertainment.
Oh, boy.
And all that participate in any manner, whether or not it's in the ring or you buy a ticket, you will worship me.
There's a billionaire pretending there, or not pretending, claiming that there is no God except him who is below you. And here's a clip of Randy Orton saying, former WWE superstar.
You going to go for that?
Yeah, why not? I played it last week.
Yeah.
Here's a clip of WWE superstar Randy Orton a few years earlier saying that former employee and professional wrestler Eddie Guerrero is in hell.
You're looking up towards the heavens like you're looking at Eddie, like you're looking for Eddie. Let me tell you something, bro. Eddie ain't in heaven. Eddie's down there. In hell!
Jerk. This guy's a friggin' jerk.
All right, once again, Vince McMahon does not believe in hell, but Eddie is in hell. That is the storyline for the WWE. That is canon.
Yes. Moving on. Back to Extreme Rules.
Back to Brock Lesnar.
Who cashed in the Money in the Bank briefcase. They pulled the emergency brake on any other storyline and had Brock Lesnar give Seth an ass whooping and take his belt.
Now,
is he now dating Becky Lynch?
No, because it was done after the bell ring.
Okay, so
because
he's not dating Becky
Lynch.
What Chris
is referring to is last night, because it was Extreme Rules, one of the rulings... was
down from a judge.
The mixed tag team, whoever wins them wins both belts.
Mm-hmm.
But Seth and Becky won, and then Brock.
Yes, and he cashed in on Seth instead of Becky.
Yes,
because they only had one bit of intergender for the day.
Yes. Anyways, what Chris said is true, but not entirely accurate. He says it put the brakes on any other storyline.
Okay.
I would disagree, because something that I've been talking about on this show since we started this show is there's one group in the WWE that we both love that have really made zero missteps, and I've always wanted to see an NWO-style takeover pay-per-view from The New Day. We are one step closer to having that after last night's results.
Yes, because The New Day now have a championship belt. Kofi Kingston won it at WrestleMania. They also have tag team belts. They won in a, by all counts, very good three-way tag, which is not what... Xavier and Big E thought a three-way was, but nevertheless, they won it, and now they've got three belts among three wrestlers, which you've been excited for because you want to see them.
I
want to
see an NWO-style WWE pay-per-view, because in WCW once there was an NWO-style all-black-and-white pay-per-view. It was shot how Donald Trump envisions America. Now, what are Chris and I referring to? Well, the shithole countries thing that the Donald has said, he's never visited those countries.
No.
When Donald Trump talks about those cities, he's never walked on those city streets. I am convinced that Donald Trump's entire worldview of how cities actually are is from the first WWE Raw is War intro.
Yeah, it's flaming garbage cans everywhere. There's big clangy poles that keep hitting chain link fences.
And based on that, he's right.
Yeah,
this place is garbage.
Yeah, why would you go to Raw as War in 1998? That sounds bad.
So anyways, I am very pleased with where we're going in the WWE storyline, both in product and outside of the product. The real world, some might say.
Yeah, because what we have seen over the last couple weeks is the reformation of the club, not to be confused with the Bullet Club. It's AJ Styles, your new United States champion.
Really quick, do you want to say why you got a little bit confused by the North American?
Because he beat the former North American champion, Ricochet, and he is now realigned with the Good Brothers, Luke Gallows, and the other guy.
Now, that club used to be the Bullet Club.
In Japan.
They used to be in Japan. Brock Lesnar actually at one point was from Japan.
Yeah.
But before that, Brock Lesnar was around when Eddie Guerrero was wrestling, and now we've clearly been informed that he is in hell based in canon and WWE.
Right.
Anyways, what's old is new again. That was Sunday. It is now Monday. Over the weekend, the Donald decided to pick his SummerSlam 2019 opponents. And similar to Brock Lesnar, well, I knew this was coming. It still seemed very shocking.
I mean, most people seem to have been shocked that the president said racist things.
No. Hold on.
No, some people do seem shocked.
Hold on. I disagree.
They're
not shocked that he said racist things. They're shocked about the subject. That's why it's so interesting. Brock had the money in this bank suitcase. You know he's going to use it. That's the whole point of the thing. But I expected it at SummerSlam. I expected it at the first SmackDown on Fox. I didn't expect it at a second-tier pay-per-view.
Right.
That's what's shocking about it.
Yeah, just the timing of the racism.
That's it. That's timing is everything.
Timing is everything. And this was the timing that the Donald, I guess, looking to change some headlines or make some headlines, told four Democratic freshman congresswomen to go back to where they came from.
Which is,
America.
Respectively, New York, home of the WWF. Detroit, I'm assuming home of Insane Clown Posse Wrestling.
WrestleMania 3.
Minnesota?
Where the
home of Jesse Bern Ventura. Gagne and
yeah, the AWA.
And who was the other one? Who's the fourth one? What's the state?
It's Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts,
which is also in the
home of the WWE. Yeah. Fantastic. So he knows his territories.
He knows the territory system.
Four Democratic congresswomen of color are now the Donald SummerSlam 2019 opponents.
And they already have a stable name. They go by the squad.
That's great.
Yeah, they get it. If you've ever seen, I mean, I don't know how much we've talked about her on the show, but AOC, one of the only people who gets messaging right, the only person who understands how to fight promos with the Donald. The other members of the squad, not so much, but you really only need one talker in a stable. So he has picked his opponents. Formerly, they were feuding with their own team.
Yeah, so this is why it's blatantly mirrors professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. This is both incredibly depressing and incredibly comforting.
Yes.
What's going on in the real world? Well, in the real world, the United States government is locking up families and separating families and becoming the first part of a superhero movie where we're just the bad guys.
Yeah, I think it's the we're the baddies we're sketch.
The bad people.
When you start locking up families in cages, you're on the you're the heel.
That's not a good look.
Yeah.
Both literally and figuratively. Literally, the vice president took a look, held his nose, and then walked away.
Yeah.
That was the most recent headline in the going into this reboot. What a smart reboot.
Time to switch it up, find a new target.
Now, this is why the Donald is a genius. Mm-hmm. Is he a horrible man? That's for you to decide. The answer is yes. But he's a genius, more so than Lenny Poffo, the genius. Because seemingly no one is talking about these things anymore. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about the in-ring product. We're not talking about how these guys aren't unionized. We're not talking about how they have no health insurance. We're not talking
Saudi Arabia?
We're not talking about Saudi Arabia.
Shucks.
We're talking about what's going on in the ring, which we all know is predetermined. Brilliant, brilliant move.
Right.
He's only attacked people that he was never going to win over. He mobilized a base that was already mobilized.
Yeah, he got a base that, instead of them having to feel icky about supporting a product that has cages or does business with Saudi Arabia, much like if you have a subscription to the WWE Network for $9.99, you don't have to do that anymore. Now you can just cheer, you can boo some heels and cheer your guy as he goes against young women of color who are in Congress or Democrats who you already hated.
So, perfect. You could not pick a better opponent. People on both sides are seemingly upset by this. Seemingly, because I don't actually know. I don't know if this is a great thing for the left to fundraise on. I don't know if this is a great thing for the right to mobilize. We don't know. Yeah. My guess is yes.
My guess is, here's what happens. So for the left that was infighting just days ago, where Nancy Pelosi was taking pot shots at the squad, kind of defending her record of inaction since she got the gavel back, since she got the book and the pencil. Now, kind of, there's an opportunity here for Democrats to go, oh, wait, we have that common enemy. We have Brock. We have the big guy who's got the belt, who's got the briefcase, who's the champion. We can unite against him. Or we can continue to be Democrats, and we can continue infighting and put aside our common enemy and fight amongst ourselves.
Let's talk about how this blatantly mirrors what's going to happen tonight on WWE Monday Night Raw.
Okay, so on the pre-show of Extreme Rules, Finn Balor, who you might remember from being on TV a long time ago, he was the Intercontinental Champion. He lost a quick match against Shinsuke Nakamura, and who is now the Intercontinental Champion, freeing up Finn Balor to, say, jump back over to Raw and join the club with AJ and the Good Brothers, which he founded the Bullet Club, the original incarnation in New Japan.
We will now have the squad, in theory, teaming up to fight Brock Lesnar. We have the Donald facing off against the squad. This is perfect. This cannot be better mirrored. To make it even more similar, the WWE teased something out earlier today on Twitter and quickly deleted it. What did they tease out?
So they've teased a battle royale to determine Brock's opponent at SummerSlam.
Okay, so the point of this is all of these men in theory are going to unite to defeat Brock.
Yes. Well, first eight of them are going to fight.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. That mirrors what's happened over the last 5 days.
Yeah.
Do we sound like children when it comes to this? No, we're very, very smart. We have college degrees and we're in Washington, D.C.
Pretty clear.
But here's another reason why. If you don't want to go with the in-ring product analogy, which is very, very easy to do because that's with very, very broad strokes, the reason why this is so exciting now, once again, I am in no way advocating belittling anyone based on their gender, race, sexuality, etc. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying this is wonderful because it blatantly mirrors the actual behind-the-scenes wrestling wars that's about to take place. So for the first time in 20 years, the 18 to 20 years, the WWE is going to have a real competition with AEW.
All Elite Wrestling.
A company featuring an old man named Chris Jericho who once had the gavel and got it back because he had to leave. Featuring a bunch of dirty foreigners who should go back where they came from, like Tony Khan in Great Britain and Kenny Omega in Canada, taking on the good old American Vince McMahon. This is the same thing. What Donald said today, Donald said today in the Rose Garden, if you substitute the pronouns of the four congresswomen with Dean Ambrose / John Moxley, it makes perfect sense. Here's the clip. Donald Trump, the Donald 2013 WWE Hall of Famer.
Well, they're very unhappy. I'm watching them. All they do is complain. So all I'm saying is if they want to leave, they can leave, John. They can leave. I mean, I look at Omar. I don't know. I never met her. I hear the way she talks about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has killed many Americans. She said you can hold your chest out. You can. When I think of America, when I think of Al-Qaeda, I can hold my chest out. When she talked about the World Trade Center being knocked down, some people, you remember the famous some people. These are people that, in my opinion, hate our country. Now, you can say what you want, but get a list of all of the statements they've made. And all I'm saying that if they're not happy here, they can leave. They can leave. And you know what? I'm sure that there'll be many people that won't miss them.
But they're American citizens.
But they have to love. They have to love our country. They're Congress people, and I never used any names. But these are people. Quiet. 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 Quiet.
Your tweets are racist, sir.
Quiet. These are people that, if they don't like it here, they can leave. And I don't know who's going to miss them, but I guess some people will. One of them is polling. One of them is polling at 8. One of them is polling at 8%. One of them is polling at 8%. So when I hear people speaking about how wonderful Al-Qaeda is, when I hear people talking about some people with the World Trade Center, some people, no, not some people, much more than some people. When I hear the statements that they've made, and in one case you have somebody that comes from Somalia, which is a failed government, a failed state, who left Somalia, who ultimately came here, and now is a congresswoman who's never happy, says horrible things about Israel, hates Jews. It's very simple. And if the Democrats want to wrap their bows around this group of four people, one of them kept Amazon out of New York. They're socialists, definitely. As to whether or not they're communists, I would think they might be. But this isn't what our country is about. Nevertheless, they're free to leave if they want.
That could be about Dean Ambrose. That is some good shit.
Yeah, if he doesn't like, if he didn't like being in WWE, he can just leave.
Yeah.
Why don't you go to your shithole country?
I'm not saying forever. You could come back.
Yeah.
Because you're all going to come back.
They're all very magnanimous about it.
This is, every once in a while, there's a week of politics, or even like 2 days of politics and wrestling that are blatantly mirroring. No one's playing catch up. We're on the same wavelength. We're on the same wavelength on July 15th, 2019.
Right. As a footnote, can I tell you what changed? Why the WWE announced the Battle Royale, deleted it, and then re-announced it?
Please, please, please.
So the competitors, as first announced, I'll just pull up the picture real quick. Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Big E, Bobby Lashley, Baron Corbin, Braun Strowman, Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio, Cesaro. And the final man in that nine-man battle royale was Daniel Bryan. That picture was then deleted, and Daniel Bryan turned into Sami Zayn. Well, from the booking reason is because Daniel Bryan's now going to be in singles again, and they just really don't want him to take over the show. But they put in Sami Zayn to take a loss. Sami Zayn, who is a Canadian-Syrian who is not allowed in Saudi Arabia when they do their pay-per-views
now,
for blood
money.
Now,
did you know what Sami... This is a perfect way to end the show! Way to end the show. Why don't you pull up Sami Zayn's Twitter feed for me? I don't know if you follow Sami Zayn.
Not as religiously as you.
I think it popped up during my Total Divas Eps Extreme Rules viewing. He retweeted something about how people talk.
Yeah, he said that love it or leave it is something very stupid people say.
All I'm saying, Sammy, if you don't like it, go back to your home country.
Ring of Honor?